Roundtable on Hemispheres. And if you would like to comment on this evening's program, you can always call. If you want to make a comment on this evening's program or any show you hear on KGNU, you can call the comment line at 303-447-9911. Well, thanks again for tuning in this evening to Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson, and please tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres. Well, this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The time is 7 o'clock. It's time for the cabaret program.
Tonight on the cabaret, we'll be re-airing a performance from the Opera Colorado's Artists in Residence, recorded in February 2019.
That's right, and we have a unique cabaret show tonight. I'm Chris Moore, your host for this evening. I know usually you hear really great hip-hop or jazz or different kinds of rock music, but tonight we actually have six fantastic opera singers, the 2018-2019 Artists in Residence at Opera Colorado. Charity Koepke, you've been here for, I guess, 11 years with these fantastic young artists. I have to ask you first why you changed the name from Opera Colorado Young Artists to Artists in Residence.
That actually came out of a conversation we had over the summer when we took stock of what they were actually doing with us and where they are at this point in their careers. Young is a bit of a misnomer. In fact, the public would hear it and often think that they were high school students and not, you know, singers that had their master's degrees in vocal performance. So we thought, let's call them what they are. They are emerging artists. They are artists in residence with us for 8 months, and that's why we made the change, and it's been very well accepted.
Now, you have, am I right, is it 300 people, 300 serious, well-trained singers who apply, and then five or six or seven of them get to be a part of the Artist in Residence program?
Yeah, for our auditions that we just finished for the coming season, we had 506 applicants.
Oh, my God.
And we heard about 200 live auditions. So, yeah, it's a process for sure. It's incredibly competitive. And year after year, the people that we get for this program, we're just so lucky because they're just amazing.
Well, okay, so for the six of you artists who are here right now, congratulations on making the cut. I know also, and I won't talk about this too much, but I know that at least five of you are going to be at the Met Opera auditions that are coming up, and that's going to be February 23rd and 24th over at DU at Iliffen University. And I just want to say that it must be an incredible challenge for all of you to spend so much of your life auditioning for this, auditioning for that, auditioning for the Met Opera auditions and things like that. And tonight, we don't have to worry about that. Tonight, we're just going to enjoy some great singing. The singers, all of you, and Charity can tell us a little bit more about this. You're out there, you're putting up your own sets. You have a pianist who comes in and plays with you on whatever instrument is available exclusively, I understand. and that can be a real challenge. That Tyler Tucker is our pianist tonight, who will be accompanying all the great singers. And then you got the six singers. And you go to what elementary schools, high schools. What's the youngest group of singers that you've ever had? And are there any stories about kindergartners being responsive to opera?
Yeah, we, with our education programs, our touring operas and things that we do, we'll perform for over 45,000 people in one season. And everything from preschool through adults. In fact, we perform for, you know, infants and toddlers. And regularly we'll have kindergartners sitting through a 45 to 50 minute performance and not budge. And people can't believe it when they see it. But opera does that. It reaches out and grabs a hold of you. And they're just completely enthralled because they've never experienced that before.
Well, we should probably enthrall our audience right now, because of course people tune into cabaret to hear singing or to hear the bands or whatever. So why don't you introduce us to the first piece and the first singers?
Absolutely. We're going to start things off with a bang. One of our baritones, Edward Lorenzen, is going to come and sing the Toreador aria from Carmen, and this is called that for a reason. He's singing about the joys and the risks of being a bullfighter.
Señor, señor, carrabecle soldat, Guina et torero, peuvent s'entendre. Pour plaisir, ils ont et comment. Le cirque est plein ce jour et fête. Le cirque est plein d'yant en bas. Les spectateurs perdent la tête. Les spectateurs s'entépellent en gros braquant. Apostrophe, crise et tapage. Poussez jusqu'à la fureur. Car c'est la fête du courage. C'est la fête des gens de cœur. Ah non, en garde. Ah non, ah non. Songeons combattant que l'œil noir te regarde et que l'amour t'attend, toréador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend. On fait silence, à que se passe-t-il? Plus le cri s'élançant, le torrent s'élance en bonissant du toril. Il s'élance, il entre et frappe, un cheval roule, entraînant de picador. Ah, bravo toro, il est la foule. Le toro va, il vient, et vra bonne course. Quand ses bonnes rires, plein de ferreux, il court. Le cirque est plein de sang. Oh, ce soir, on franchit la grille. C'est ton tour maintenant. Ah non, en garde. Ah non, ah non. Songez bien, mi songe en combattant, que l'œil noir te regarde, et que l'amour t'attend, toréador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend, toréador, toréador, l'amour t'attend.
Applaud. Very cool. Hey, before you go, though, I'm going to ask you two real quick questions. Where do you come from originally, and when did you realize that you like opera enough to make a career out of it?
Oh, I'm from Auckland, New Zealand, and I would have been probably around 22 when I decided that I really wanted to give this a shot. So it was after I finished my first degree, which was in business, and I was in the New Zealand Opera Chorus, and we were doing a production of I Pagliacci, and I saw the baritone who sang Si Può, the opening number, and I just thought I would kill to be able to be in his shoes right now. So
wow. And then you discovered you actually did have a voice that was big enough for that too.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Wow, well, thank you. That's a great start. A lot of power there. Charity, who do we have up next, and give us a little bit of an idea of what this piece is about?
Next, we're going to hear two pieces from The Marriage of Figaro, because I love to give people a sneak peek of some of the things that are coming up at Opera Colorado. Kira Dils de Sura is our mezzo-soprano, and she is going to sing Voi Che Sapete, which is one of Cherubino's arias. So she's going to be playing a young boy that is just lovesick over everything in a skirt. And then Eric McConnell, our bass baritone, will come up and sing Figaro's final aria from the opera Aprite, and he is bemoaning the fact that women are never faithful.
Cos'è amor? Donne, vedete! Posso, l'ora dovrebbe esser vicina. Io sento gente ed essa non è alcun. Buia è la notte ed io comincio mai a fare il scimunito mestiere di marito ingrata. Nel momento della mia cerimonia e godeva leggendo e nel vederlo io rideva di me senza saperlo. Oh Susanna, Susanna, quanta pena mi costi con quell'ingenua faccia, con quegli occhi innocenti. Chi creduto l'avria? Ah, che il fidarsi donna, a donna, è ognor follia. Aprite un po' quegli occhi, uomini incauti e sciocchi. Guardate queste femmine, guardate cosa son. Guardate cosa son, guardate, guardate cosa son. Queste chiamate re dagli ingannati sensi, a cui tributo incensi la debole ragion, la debole ragion, la debole ragion. Son streghe che incantano per farci penar, sirene che cantano per farci affogar, civette che letano per trarci le piume, comete che brillano per toglierci lume. Son rose spinose, son volpi vezzose, son orse benigne, colombe maligne, maestri inganni, amiche da fani che fengono meno d'amore. Non sento, non sento in metà, non sento in metà, no, 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 no. Il resto non dico, già ognuno lo sa. Aprite un po' quegli occhi, uomini incauti.
siate sciocchi, guardate queste femmine, guardate cosa son, cosa son, cosa son. Son streghe che incantano, il resto non dico. Sirene che cantano, il resto non dico. Civette che letano, il resto non dico. Comete che brillano, il resto non dico. Son rose spinose, son volpi vezzose, son orse benigne, colombe maligne, maestre inganni, amiche da fani che fingono meno non muore, non sendo, non sendo in metà, non sendo in metà, no, 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 no. Il resto non dico, già ognuno, già ognuno lo sa. Il resto non dico, già ognuno lo sa. Già ognuno lo sa. Già ognuno lo sa. Già ognuno lo sa.
Well, actually, I'd love it to bring Kira back up again, our mezzo, just for a couple quick questions. First, but just tell us again where you came from. But then the main question I want to ask you, I noticed that actually it's true of all of you. You're in a radio studio and you're so expressive with your face and your body movement and everything. Has that become something that's just inherent for you as a singer to bring out the character, even if nobody can see you do any of that?
So originally I'm from Petaluma, California, and yes, the short answer is yes. I think we practice, it becomes so ingrained in us to both not only practice the music, but the meaning and the physicality of everything that we're doing, both in our practice and when nobody can see us or when everybody can see us. So mm-hmm. I think, yeah, you could probably find my roommate just looking in at me practicing in my room. Just, what are you doing in there? So.
Right, exactly. And I want to ask Eric, too, well, you can tell me a little bit about how you got started, and then I have a different question for you as well. But how did you get started?
How did I get started with
as
opera?
A singer, yeah.
It's a really fun story. I actually did drama in high school, and I ended up joining the high school choir my junior year as well. And I really, really wanted a career in musical theater. But then, unfortunately, puberty happened, and my voice dropped 2 octaves. And I no longer had as many options in musical theater. However, my voice teacher at the time suggested that I check out opera because there are a lot more options available for lower-voiced men. And I sang one little Italian art song, and I liked it, so I kept going.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I noticed is very obvious in Mozart that you just sang is that unlike most pop songs, in opera, the range from the lowest note you have to sing to the highest note you have to sing, whatever you are, whether you're a soprano or a bass baritone, is a lot wider. Like in that one, it's like, la, 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 you know, like that. So I'm going to do a little experiment here. If Rebecca, our soprano, is willing to do this with you, but I'd like to hear your extremes, starting going down with Eric. Maybe we can get help from our pianist here. Like, how low can you sing? And how high can Rebecca sing? So that we have a sense of the range of voices that exist in opera and everything in between.
Sure.
So let's start with our bass.
Yeah.
About there. That's what is that? What is that note? Just out of curiosity.
That was an E flat. Yeah.
E flat. Okay. Great. Now let's see what sort of stratospheric sounds Rebecca can create on the high end here.
Give me a G major chord.
So So that's like a high E or something, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's really up there. Thank you. So, and that, I think, is wouldn't you agree, Eric, that that's part of the drama of and the excitement and sense of opera, that you've got this big range that, that you get that, that most pop singers can't possibly do?
Yeah, no, it is really very rewarding that we have the opportunity to sing a lot of these notes that a lot of people just never really hear. And it's really a great opportunity for us to share what we have. And opera has so much diversity in the voices that it employs that it really does give us a lot of options to work with.
Well, thanks both of you for going along with my ridiculous experiment there. And Charity, you have to say I've never done that in
no,
7 years
not.
Of doing this show.
It.
But Charity, maybe you can tell us what's up, who and what is up next here.
Absolutely. Because we're so close to Valentine's Day, we have some songs about love now coming up. Next, we have Rebecca. She'll come up and sing Caro Nome, which is Gilda's aria from Rigoletto. She's just met the man of her dreams, and she's singing about all of the dreams she has for their future together. And then we have Silvio's aria from Pagliacci. Edward will come and sing that. He is madly in love with Netta and trying to do everything in his power to convince her to leave his her husband for him.
Ah! Fra quest'ansie in eterno vivrai meta, meta. Decidi il mio destino, netta, netta rimane. Il sai la festa fin e parti ognuno domani. Netta, netta, e quando tu di qui sarai partita, che a te verrà. Fuggi netta con me. E allor perché di tu m'hai stregato, se vuoi lasciarmi senza pietà? Faccio tuo perché me l'hai dato, fra spasmi arrenti di voluta. Se tu scorrasti l'ore fugaci, io non lo posso e voglio ancora. E spasmi arrenti
are tuned in to an encore performance on the Cabaret Show featuring Opera Colorado's young artists in residence. This program was originally recorded in February 2019.
Well, we're about halfway through the show, so I'd like to have a brief conversation with our pianist here, Tyler Tucker. Tyler, it's wonderful to hear you play. Thank you, by the way, for playing our brand new instrument here.
Oh, thank you. That's lovely.
Yeah, thanks. first of all, how did you first get into piano? And secondly, this particular kind of thing of accompanying and being like a co-creator with vocal artists, where, of course, they're the big stars that everybody stares at and listens to. But you have a very important role that is perhaps less conscious for people.
Yeah. So I started playing the piano when I was about 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually in high school, I started taking voice lessons, and my bachelor's and my first master's are actually in voice performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that I wasn't going to make my mark on opera singing necessarily. So I enjoyed coaching much more in a way and had the requisite piano skills. And I get more reward out of coaching and helping with language and style and musicality, and then getting to perform in situations like these,
right,
than I did as a singer.
Well, and I have to ask, in the moment that, let's say you're at an audition and you're the pianist for an audition,
mm-hmm,
not like these folks because they've been practicing with you and singing with you, but let's say somebody just hands you a score and says, here, sing this. They go out there and then they announce to the Met opera judges or whoever, you know, I'm going to be singing this, and bang, you start playing. How do you work artistically in that kind of a setting with a singer you may not have even met before?
You learn to listen,
mm-hmm,
in a lot of ways. And so you can tell by the way they're singing something where they're going to go with the phrase, or whether they're going to slow down or whether they're going to speed up. Sometimes we're wrong, but, you know, mm-hmm, you pick up a few tricks along the way. And then, of course, hopefully you have some idea of how the piece is supposed to go and stylistically where it might lie,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm,
that you don't start from scratch.
Well, I have to bring Rebecca Howell back up here, too. First, with the question that I've asked everybody, and so I'll ask you, too, how you got started as an opera singer.
My mom would be the first one to tell you I sang from the same time I learned how to talk. She'll tell people, you know, I went around the house and I would make up songs about anything, like, we're making mac and cheese. You know, that was,
right,
that was one she loves to tell people about. But I started my musical training on the cello, actually. And then I decided one day it might be fun to audition for choir. And so I auditioned for my middle school choir, and I went in, and the choir teacher was vocalizing me, and we were going higher, and her eyes were getting bigger, and we went a little higher, and her eyebrows went up even more. And mm-hmm, and the rest is kind of history. I got into the choir program at my school, and then I was in the Texas All-State Choir. I'm from Houston. And then I did my undergrad degree and my master's degree, and here I am.
Here you are.
Here we go.
So since I was just talking to your accompanist here, Tyler, and also, I guess, your coach, I have to ask you if you have any funny stories about times when you've had to hand something over to a pianist and then a catastrophe. Not with him, of course, but just, I mean, have there ever been any real challenges? And if not, then what is it that you look for in somebody who's accompanying you when you're in an audition or in a setting like that?
That's a really good question.
How do you feel supported by a pianist or not?
I always think it's nice whenever, as Tyler mentioned, you know, it's definitely a collaboration. It's a two-way street. So if you get a chance to rehearse ahead of time, or if you can choose your collaborator, it's nice to be able to work with someone who's willing to have a dialogue, and then you shape your idea of a piece together. And I think it's very exciting to be able to do that, because then you can grow together as artists, and you might have had an idea about the piece, and then you encounter someone else's idea, and all of a sudden something new is born because of a collaboration.
Great. Well, thank you. And let's go on to the next piece. I'm moving us back to Charity here, because she's got the playlist.
Absolutely. Two more pieces about love. And one of the things I think is really special about opera is it can take the simplest of emotions or the simplest experience and just expand on it so that it grabs the audience and just won't let go of them. So we have Romeo's aria, Olive et Toi, from Romeo and Juliet, where he's literally just singing outside of Juliet's balcony. And Aaron's going to come and sing that for us. And then we have an aria from Faust that Kira's going to come sing again. As a mezzo-soprano, she sings the role of a young man frequently in her career. And this is Fête Louis, where the whole aria is just the excitement of a young man leaving flowers for the woman that he loves.
L'amor vi son ardere trouble tout mon être. Mais che le sudene clarte risplodita sed venetra. Se la che dalla nuit reone sa beauté. Toi, soleil, fais pâlir les étoiles qui dans l'azur s'envoile, brille ton firmament. Lève-toi, lève-toi.
Et mes doigts dans l'eau bénite.
Valentine's Day, Eve, Eve, everybody. This was wonderful. Aaron, I don't think we really talked yet, have we? So I'm going to bring our tenor back up here.
Hello.
Why don't you tell us also how you got your start, where you
sure.
got your training or whatever.
Yeah, so I'm from Maine originally. My first memories are of singing, whether it's singing Celine Dion with my mom in the basement or some of my first choral things growing up. It's similar to a lot of us. A lot of people encouraged me to just keep singing in my life. For a while, I thought maybe I wanted to be a teacher. I dabbled with the idea of being a psychologist, something like that. But I had one music teacher in particular who said, no, I think you should just give this performing thing a try. And, you know, if you don't like it, you can always go to something else. But just give it a try. And I did. And I got into undergrad and really enjoyed it and kept being pushed and was like, you know what, this is something I could see myself doing. Yeah.
So as a tenor, you yes. are usually the great romantic lead for the men, and typically within about 2 milliseconds of meeting the leading lady, you're so in love with her, you're willing to impale yourself on a sword for
yes,
her, and
yes.
sometimes you actually do that
yeah,
in your
sometimes.
Roles.
Yeah.
how do you... How do you, as an actor, you know, putting aside the singing now, how do you as an actor make the audience believe that you can fall that in love that fast when it's not necessarily always Valentine's Day?
That's a great question. I think it's important to have some sort of genuine thing backing it. I'm happily married. Mm-hmm. I've been married for 2.5 years. And that definitely informs the different things that I do, because you're right, there's a lot of tenor music that requires you to be in love in a lot of very similar ways. So making those distinctions can be hard sometimes to make those characters stick out. But you just have to find those more genuine reasons why they could fall in love in the first place. And we actually worked on that, working on Romeo and Juliet, finding those more distinctive things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks.
Yeah.
Charity, I think we've got about 17 minutes. So I don't want to miss all the songs. So tell us what we have up next. And
now we have two of what I consider to be the most famous duets in all of opera. We have the Flower Duet from Lakmé and the Pearl Fishers Duet from the opera The Pearl Fishers. And a lot of people think opera is always about these huge, grandiose things. It's always about love and death. Well, these are two really gorgeous arias that are all about friendship.
Ooh. Charmante, plus belle, oui, c'est
That's just wonderful. First of all, as a radio listener, I don't think you realize just how powerful these voices are. My ears are ringing. We're in this tiny cabaret studio. They're being trained to sing at opera stages, you know, with 4,000 people in the audience sometimes. And so they have a lot of power that they've had to build up. And it's emotion squared when you see all this feeling coming in. I do want to first congratulate all of you for that afternoon of art song you had on February 2nd. That was earlier this month. I can't say too much about that because it's over, but it was great. And you know, my wife and I were just crying and laughing, and I mean, we were really on for quite a ride for that. But there are other opportunities, right, Charity, for people to hear these great singers. If you're a student somewhere, then coming soon to a junior high school auditorium near you, a gymnasium or whatever, is these guys, the Opera Colorado, goodness, not young artists anymore.
Artists in residence.
Yeah. What else is coming up where perhaps we can hear some of these great singers?
Well, the next kind of almost immediate thing, because we open next week, is the double bill that we have of two of Tom Ciapullo's operas called Afterlife and Josephine. We're doing those at the Kirkland Museum. It has been sold out for quite some time, but if you're interested in being put on a waiting list, you can contact Opera Colorado, because sometimes we'll have people cancel their tickets and we can take a waiting list to get into that. But that's featuring Rebecca, Kira, and Nick Kreider, one of our baritones in Afterlife. They are taking on the principal roles for that. But then you can see them all in The Marriage of Figaro at the L.A. Calkins Opera House in May. That is our next opera at the LA. It's wonderful. People think it's the best opera that's ever been written.
May 4th, 7th, 10th, and 12th.
That's right.
I've got them right here.
Good. So. I knew you would, until I didn't write them down. And then on May 19th, that is what we call their showcase or their celebration concert. It's the last public performance that they'll have before they finish their contracts with Opera Colorado. And that will be at our center in Englewood, our new office space. So that is something that's open to the public, and we would love to see everyone there.
I know that opera and musical theater, there's some overlap. Mm-hmm. And, you know, certainly when you go to Bernstein or mm-hmm. some of the earlier, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein, some of those guys, a lot of the same skills that you have as opera singers, all of you, come into play, I think, with some of these. Should we end with something like that? What do you say?
We should. It's almost like you knew.
I know. Well, I did. Okay, you got me. Busted.
Yeah, we love doing things like that. The classically trained voice is incredibly versatile, so we can do all mm-hmm. kinds of things. So we're going to end the program with a piece of Bernstein from his opera Candide. This is Make Our Garden Grow, and it will feature everyone.
A fool, and so have I, but come and be my wife, and let us try before we die to make some sense of life. We're not and chop our wood and make our garden grow and make our garden grow.
I thought the world was sure.
Our 2018-19 artists in residence, including Rebecca Howell, Kira Dills de Sura, Aaron Rivard, Nicholas Kreider, Edward Lawrenson, and Eric McConnell, with our pianist Tyler Tucker. Charity Kepke is the ringleader of this entire thing. Congratulations to all of you. Good luck on February 23rd and 24th for those of you who are going to be at the Met Opera auditions. Thank you for coming out to our Boulder studios for Cabaret for a very different kind of evening for our audience.
Thanks for having us. We love being here.
This has been an encore performance featuring Opera Colorado's young artists in residence, recorded in February 2019.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Musica Mundi is Latin for Music of the World. On Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m., this international show spans the globe in musical styles. From obscure field recordings to new recordings of traditional styles, you'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU. Thank you for tuning in to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Mariah. The show is Musica Mundi. Turn off the news, sit back, relax, and enjoy 2 hours of highly eclectic Latin music.
Despierta, si estás dormida, escucha tu voz y respira. Deja la almohada y la apatía, pon la mirada para arriba. Suspira, aspira, una guía de amor a tu vida. En la luz que es energía, no se queda atrás en la mira. Opaca la vida, opaca el amor, opaca el centro y a tu corazón. Y es tu ser el que espera, no ser una presa contra el reloj. A tu alrededor, mueren los días, abre los ojos. valentía, mejor sudor, fuerte calor, ser invencible, un gran tirador. ¿Cuánto tiempo más?